Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, Patriots Friday, and that means we will talk with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at around 7:30. Alarm willing with Jelani Tavai on tomorrow's show. But we got a couple leads left this morning, and then we will get to They Said It in about 15 minutes. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead is trying to help me with the confusion of the New England Patriots, because we talked to Gerard Mayo, and he said one thing that I think a lot of us, when we look at Drake May, we go, this kid has. Why isn't he the starter? So here is Gerard Mayo on, I believe it's Devon Godchild's YouTube or something.
He's podcast.
Yeah, podcast like show. Yeah. So
called Chow Down.
Oh, good. Need more of those.
And here's what he says. Listen okay. to this closely.
The game has changed with the extended plays. And so however you want to say black, white quarterback, it's are you a dual threat? And I'm not talking about Michael Vick type, you know, running down the field. I'm talking about just extending plays. Yeah. If you have that skill set, to me, that's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing for a quarterback to have.
The most important thing for a quarterback to have. Drake May has that. His own words. And that's why I'm so confused with this. I know we know it's Jacoby Brissett, but when you hear him talking, this is what the NFL has become, extended plays. Not like he said, a Michael Vick or a Lamar Jackson, what we've seen from Drake May. And that is the guy who gives you the best opportunity to be able to do that, and then it just goes back
to... I think it really has to be about just trying to keep him from getting killed for a while until that O-line can somehow gel or what.
He wasn't the one making the decision. Like, ultimately didn't have final say.
Okay.
Because it makes sense if it was Elliott Wolf, who comes from the Packers train of thought where quarterbacks sit for multiple seasons before they actually play.
Can we just stop? It's not your fault, Chaim. He was in Green Bay with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. That is a far different scenario than what he has inherited here.
I don't disagree, Curtis. I don't think that you're wrong at all. I'm just saying, like, that's how they do things in Green Bay a lot of the time. They're big on homegrown talent, and it takes time, and they don't rush them into things.
But they had that privilege. I don't think they would have waited on Aaron Rodgers for 4 years if Brett Favre wasn't there.
I don't disagree, but he just, in his mind, it worked twice, so why wouldn't it work again?
They have low expectations for this season. Like, can we just admit that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not concerned about winning football games this season. Like, I think they've, in their mind, they've settled on they're going to get another high draft pick, and their next season is going to be the season.
Why did not start Drake May then?
Because they're worried, I guess, about the number one potential injury thing, and number two.
But then he's out for the year, and then he's back healthy next year.
Yeah.
And you get a better pick.
And number two, why rush him? Why put him in a position mentally where He's losing every week. I don't know.
But what if he's good?
Like, I find myself struggling every day to find a legitimate football business reason why he is not your starter on Sunday.
Right.
So
What if he does well? Imagine what that would do to his confidence if he performs well as a rookie. Even if they don't win, but he goes out there and he's performing well. Imagine what that would do for his confidence. Why is it that every time we have this conversation, it's, oh, well, he's going to get killed and that will kill his confidence. Well, what if he goes out there and he does a good job and he performs well? What will that do to his confidence? And I only wanted to hear that clip because we've talked about this so many times about the NFL. If you have the ability to have a quarterback that can extend plays, it just it's the most important thing.
And to me, that's the most important thing.
And Wiggy, what's the biggest weakness on this roster?
I would say their offensive line.
Right. Yep. And so what is a great thing to have if you have no O-line?
Yeah, a quarterback that can move. Because guess what? You know, we'll get a little bit into the weeds here. It's called moving the pocket. So now you can get the quarterback.
Slide that protection,
Daddy. You can have him run naked, bootlegs, sprint out passes. So now when defense is pinning their ass back, they don't know where – you're going to love this one, Sean – where the quarterback's launch point is every single snap.
By the way, Greg, speaking of all these different concepts, is there any chance I could ask Bill O'Brien next week about – there's an old video of him talking about the Haas Y Juke. I need to ask him about
it. I thought you were going to ask if you could draw up a play.
No, well, I want to pick his brain a little bit, and I want to you know, I want to get better, Greg. That's all.
I love the Y Juke, though.
Yeah, right? It's good.
Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
I hate myself for doing this, but follow up to my lead the other day about Taylor Swift designing a play for the Chiefs and when Patrick Mahomes suggesting that that is happening this evening. Clark Hunt, the owner. Is he struggling financially, Curtis?
I got to tell you, I don't know how he became the owner. It must have been a great business he created.
Okay. Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs.
Son of Lamar.
In advance of this evening's game, was asked about Taylor Swift drawing up a play for the fellas. And here's what he said.
I'm not surprised. I mean, when you're as talented as she is, I wouldn't put anything past her.
Yes.
And the good news is you know, Andy's very open-minded, right? He lets the players, you know, suggest plays throughout the season, and they'll work on them and put them up on the board. So I could see Andy being open to it.
So you as the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, you're cool with this sort of thing?
Yeah, I am. I will say that Andy's fond of saying that he has a 51% vote on what actually goes in the game plan. So I know you know, if she draws something up for us, it's going to be great.
Can we stop? Can we just collectively as the human race, can we stop?
Haters are fans too. You are the number one fan.
Can we please stop with this?
It's called committing to the bit, baby.
Yep.
Can we just, he is serious.
Oh yeah.
That is the owner of an NFL franchise who is serious that a pop singer is going to be drawing up a play or two for this evening's game for an NFL football team.
He is not serious. You serious. Guys are playing right into exactly what they want you to.
She is the new face of the NFL. Taylor Swift.
It's enough. I have had it.
No.
I have absolutely had it.
Tonight, over and under. Sean, is that a line? Can you bet on over and under on how many times you see Taylor Swift tonight?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, I can probably find it somewhere.
Yeah.
And we have audio later.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want, Greg, of a very prominent former NFL great, current national TV host who tears into people like you that bitch about Taylor Swift.
Ooh, should we play it now quick before we get to...
I don't think we have it ready yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we get to that after 8, Curtis.
Perfect.
On this morning show. Yeah, you're going to see her all over. I don't mind seeing her. Like, it's it's just a picture of her in Travis Kelce's luxury box at Arrowhead, whatever. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Yeah, but
care
it's going to be her and Brittany Mahomes. They probably got dances and all types of stuff.
I don't care about that. Is the other Kelce going to be there with his shirt off? I mean,
probably.
That bothers me somewhat.
Oh,
but,
no, why? Why? Jason's going to be everywhere.
Well, like, he's the NFL, a TV guy
yeah,
now.
But so the NFL has hired him in some capacity to help out, like, strategic planning. So he's working with the NFL.
Out?
The NFL hired him.
To do what?
To help out with things going on.
Oh, man. They have basically bought in on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they sold their soul.
Wow.
They sold
help
their soul.
Help him do what?
I'll get the
ESPN.
Exact title for you. But
I didn't know that. He's not only working for ESPN, but he's working for the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Boy, I tell you.
All right. Well, that is... Those are our leads finally this morning. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox get swept by the Mets, dropping their last of the series 8-3. Tanner Houck went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. They've now lost 11 of their last 14. This loss drops them to 500, the first time they've been at 500 since June 14th. Alex Cora was asked about the Orioles, who lead the AL East and having 22 games left for his squad. He cut that question off. Here's what he had to say.
You guys, it's 22 games left.
It's made it. We're playing 500 baseball, you know, talking about the Royals and the Twins and everybody else. It doesn't matter. We're playing 500 baseball.
Too much now to overcome.
Well, it's not too much, you know, but we're playing 500 baseball.
The guy's off tonight before welcoming the White Sox to Fenway tomorrow. And as we continue to speculate on Jeremy Swayman and what's going on behind closed doors at the TD Garden, the guys from Spit and Chicklets were whispered to about what the Bruins offered Swayman. It is not great. Prepare yourself. Here's what they had to say.
Current Swayman offer from the Bruins, 4x6.2. Their ask is the McAvoy contract. So that is not even on the same planet. That is so far away, and apparently the Bruins have not contacted or returned Swayman's calls in 3 weeks.
Wow. He's out of here.
It's bad.
He'll play this year, and then he's gone.
Once upon a time, Torrey Krug wanted $6 million, and they laughed him out of town.
Yep.
I can't believe he wants 10, and they're offering 6. That's a big differential.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. All right.
I'm interested by this because when we had Razor in, he was like, it'll get done. He was very sort of confident, said nothing to see here.
Mm.
And this feels like something pretty big to see here.
This is massive. And you got to, listen, give all the credit to Keefe C. Scoops on this one, Rich Keefe, for breaking the $10 million is what Swayman wanted, and then all of a sudden we hear this Spit and Chicklets guy saying the Bruins 6. What did they say? 6.2.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'd be 24.8 over the 4 years.
And 4 years?
Yeah.
You would think like don't most of the goalies like the ones that recently signed? Don't they usually get like 7-8 years? Wow.
And to also think if they have the scoop that they haven't called him back in 3 weeks, like that scoop's coming from Swayman. So
yeah. Oh, that's definitely not a leak from the Bruins.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an NFL game that counts tonight. The Ravens and Chiefs will face off for Thursday night football, 8:20 kickoff. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees and sunny. Beautiful day, afternoon high. Sunny in the mid-70s.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.